In January of 1961, the first White House conference on aging had a big effect. President-elect John Kennedy sat in and later pushed for the creation of Medicare and an expansion of Social Security.
The number of people in this country age 65 and over increases by 1,000 every day as science prolongs the lifespan. But it's not enough for a great nation merely to add to the years of lives. Our object also must be to add new life to those years.
The latest White House Conference on Aging opens this weekend in Washington. There's a conference every decade. 1,200 experts and advocates have been appointed, mainly by members of Congress and governors, to come together and recommend policy. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports that this time delegates have to address a big demographic change.
Every delegate to the White House Conference on Aging knows that baby boomers are about to hit a milestone.
That starts on January 1, and it'll be, what's the number, every 7.7 seconds, one of us will turn 60. And that goes on for a long time.
That's Dorcas Hardy. She ran the committee that came up with 73 resolutions the delegates will debate. Those delegates will make recommendations to Congress and the White House on topics from improving health care to saving more for retirement. Dorcas Hardy.
We are all looking around and seeing another 78 million of us coming into this phase of our life. And we have kind of a view, which I personally share as well, that we will not get old. Well, that's not reality. So it's kind of maybe you look at the conference as a reality check for all of us. And how can we have a better, a healthier, more productive longevity?
The big issues are the usual: Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. But as the delegates gather, Congress and the White House have put off reform plans for Social Security. Medicaid, which pays for nursing home care for the poor, faces deep cuts. Then there's Medicare. People over 65 have just begun enrolling for the new prescription drug benefit. Many say it's too confusing. Bob Blancato ran the last White House conference in 1995. He's a delegate this time. He says the new Medicare drug benefit will be debated. Also, how to make Medicare work for the boomers.
With boomers being eligible in 2011 for Medicare, what changes have to be made to make it relevant to them? My guess is you're going to see more of an emphasis on prevention. So aging policy, I think for the first time now, will include boomers and seniors. And that may in itself be an important new step in our policy direction.
Blancato says sometimes it's smaller issues that get the biggest boost from these White House conferences. The last one led to more help for family caregivers and funding for grandparents raising their grandchildren. Mark Friedman was a delegate to that last conference. He says these meetings just don't matter as much anymore. Certainly not the way that first White House conference on aging mattered in 1961.
There was soaring rhetoric, and many major policy initiatives followed in the coming years.
That first conference helped lead to the creation of Medicare and the expansion of Social Security.
Over the years, the conferences have become less and less a basis for that kind of creativity and innovation and more a professional networking event.
Friedman runs Civic Ventures, a think tank dedicated to helping older Americans find meaning in work and volunteer jobs. He says this conference needs to spend more time on aging as a new phase of life, since many boomers can expect to spend another third of their lives after they retire. Many boomers are already dealing with aging, the aging of their own parents. Conference organizer Dorcas Hardy's got personal experience.
I became a caregiver 3 days after President Bush asked me to take this job, and it's been a long year.
Hardy's mother, who has dementia, fell and broke her hip. Hardy was a Social Security commissioner under the first President Bush. Still, she found it hard to figure out what her mother needed.
I think the worst day of my life was putting my mother, that's a terrible word, suggesting taking my mother to the assisted living facility. And yes, it's her own apartment and everything else, but it's not home.
Caregiving will be important on the agenda at this conference. Delegates start work on Sunday. They'll vote on and finish their recommendations to lawmakers, the White House, governors, and to the private sector by Wednesday afternoon. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.